Mesdames et messieurs, as you can hear, your graduates are on the way down, and they'll be coming in the next 2 or 3 minutes, and then they'll take these front rows, and then I will come to the podium again for a brief commentary at about 5 minutes before 2 o'clock. So enjoy the afternoon, and I'll be back to you. Bonjour again, mesdames et messieurs, encore. Please give a nice hand for Brian Sand's quintet for the music they've been playing. And welcome to the Faculty of Science graduation for this afternoon. I think we can safely predict you should be finished with this. You can make it longer if you like, but we can finish at about 3:30. I don't think it'll be any longer, and it might be a little bit shorter. The ceremony will commence when the platform party that is assembling now in the Arts Building comes down, led by the University Piper, Jeff McCarthy. And that will be, they'll be coming in just about exactly at 2 o'clock. The ceremony will begin with Chancellor Richard Pound asking you to please sit down after I will have just asked you to stand up for the platform party, but it's not like church, not too much up and down kind of situation. We're very pleased you're here. I should add that when you exit, you will be able to go over to the tent that the alumni have set up over on just to your right, and there are refreshments there that you can partake of and tables where you can sit out. I would ask also if please that you would not do that, let that happen, let's put it that way. It's not so terribly quiet here that it will drastically disturb, but if it's in the middle of one of the early speeches, it would be a little inappropriate. So please quench your cell phones. This is the Faculty of Science, and I would ask, how many of you have had a course with the world of chemistry? All hands need to be up. That means that you don't have to take the quiz at the end of the ceremony, and your degrees will be all okay. It looks a little like Leacock 132 here right now, as you can, I think, appreciate. I thought I would take a moment to describe a little bit about these costumes that we are outfitted in. This dates from about the 11th century. I don't think any of the professors or the costumes are that old, but at least that some of you may think some of us are. But they date from various universities that were set up in Europe. The chevrons on this particular one indicate a doctorate degree, and the color of the robe is quite variable, depends on the university, generally speaking. In the United States, if you received your degrees there, they're often black, which didn't seem like a very good choice. So this one is from Acadia University, which I have a connection to. And I thought I would turn around so you can see what the other colors are, because your hoods are yellow. Yellow denotes science. And this pale blue color is for the University of North Carolina, where I went to graduate school. And, of course, if you were watching television at all in April, you know that they won the basketball championship, which, go Tar Heels. In any event, I think you can hear the piper coming with our crew that's going to be in here, seated up here on the stage. And the last persons in on this will be the chair of the Board of Governors, the chancellor, and the principal, Heather Monroe Bloom. After Chancellor Pound asks you to sit down, there will be a singing of the Alma Mater by Winston Purdy, and then the ceremonies will begin. There will be one prize winner, that'll be Chris Barrett from the Department of Chemistry, I have to add, who won the Leo Yaffe Teaching Award this year. And he will be honored along with a number of other people, including a honorary degree recipient. I should also mention that the hats that are worn, you have a square kind of hat, which is fairly traditional. These circular ones are quite interesting because they enable two things to happen. One of which is that at least I get comments every year such as, killer hat, man. And the other is that it could be used as a frisbee if need be. So it has multi-purposed and not too expensive. In any event, you hear Jeff McCarthy coming with the graduates, and I would ask that you rise in honor of them. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Good afternoon, everyone. I extend the greetings and best wishes of McGill University, its Board of Governors, faculty, and staff to the graduating students, their families, and their friends who are participating in this convocation. Welcome to our splendid downtown campus in the middle of our university, in the heart of the great city of Montreal. We meet today in the very center of what has been an intellectual capital of Montreal, of Quebec, and of Canada for almost two centuries. You are sitting on the grounds where some of the greatest minds in the world have advanced the frontiers of science, the humanities, the arts, and the learned professions, where extraordinary teachers have inspired the generations who followed them, and where the leaders of their own generations gained the insights and confidence that guided them as they set forth on their personal voyages of discovery. For the graduating students, I hope you've come to understand what a remarkable opportunity you've had to study at McGill in the care of an institution committed to providing you with the finest education, measured not just on a local or even national scale, but on the scale of the entire world in which you will now find yourselves. You are not the same as when you arrived. You're older, you know more, you understand more, you've learned how to think, to question, to analyze, to organize your thoughts, to communicate. And perhaps above all, you now realize that your education will never cease, that it will be a constant process for the rest of your lives. Today, what we celebrate, and it deserves celebration, is merely the passing from one stage to yet another in what should be a lifelong quest for the advancement of your own learning. Remember the day, but keep your eyes on the future. You are works in progress. Par leur présence ici aujourd'hui, les gouverneurs et les professeurs de l'Université McGill reconnaissent votre travail et attestent que vous êtes désormais mieux préparés selon des critères objectivement mesurables à aborder les prochaines étapes de votre vie. They are here to bear witness to the fact that over the past few years, they have taken your very promising minds and have tried, by sharing their knowledge and experience, to stretch those minds beyond what you might have been able to do unassisted. They hope that you are now at least partially equipped for what you will soon encounter. This is a graduation day for them as well as for you. They join with your parents, families, and friends to celebrate this ceremonial occasion. That is why today there is an academic procession, why you are gowned, why you will be capped if this is your first degree, why, in fact, you will be awarded a degree, and why there are witnesses who share with you in the confirmation of what you've accomplished. As a parent who has sat on many such occasions where your own parents and family are sitting today, I can assure you that they have never been as proud of you as they are right now. Nous vivons bien sûr au Canada, dont la diversité culturelle est d'ailleurs fort bien représentée ici. Cette fierté s'exprime donc de différentes façons, tantôt ouvertement et avec émotion, tantôt plus discrètement par un simple signe de la tête ou un baiser. Mais croyez-moi, en notre fort intérieur au moins, il n'y a personne parmi nous qui n'ait les larmes aux yeux. You leave McGill with the advantage of one of the finest educations available on the face of this planet. You enjoy a huge advantage. It is an advantage that deserves to be applied for the good of the world community of which you are part, not just for personal advancement or benefit. You leave here with an obligation to do your best in all circumstances, to apply your talents and skills with a sense of adventure. And there will be plenty of adventure, but also with the responsibility that comes with the privilege of leadership. Remember the words of Dr. Norman Bethune. Every leader starts out by first leading himself. You can make a difference. Make it a good difference. On this occasion, in addition to the degrees that will be conferred upon you, we will confer an honorary doctorate on a very special individual, Francis E. Allen, who will be introduced to you more formally in a few moments. We will also honor two distinguished professors of the university, each for a lifetime of outstanding scholarship that has brought distinction to McGill and academic direction to generations of our students. Professors Robert F. Martin and James O. Ramsey will be promoted to the rank of Professors Emeriti of the university. And rounding out the program, the Leo Yaffe Award for Excellence in Teaching will be presented to Professor Christopher Barrett. It is now my pleasure to invite our Principal and Vice-Chancellor, Dr. Heather Monroe Bloom, to address some remarks to you as part of this convocation.
Chancellor Pound, Chairman Rabinovich, Provost, Dean, our distinguished honoree, Dr. Francis Allen, Emeritus Professors Robert Martin and James Ramsey, and Special Teaching Award winner Professor Christopher Barrett, distinguished colleagues, friends, graduating class, bonjour et bienvenue tout le monde. As Principal and Vice-Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you here on the front lawn of our beautiful downtown campus. I know that some of you here today as guests yourselves graduated on these very lawns. As we begin this special convocation season, I would like to speak for a moment about our Chancellor. Maître Pound came to McGill as a student athlete in the late 1950s, and really he has never left us. Chancellor Pound's service to our university over the years has been devoted and distinguished, ranging from teaching to serving as president of the Graduate Society and chair of the Alma Mater Fund to volunteering with McGill athletes. He has been a governor of McGill for almost a quarter of a century, serving as chair of our Board of Governors from 1994 to 1999, and now as chancellor for 10 years. All of this he has accomplished while serving the International Olympic Movement and pursuing a distinguished legal career. Chancellor Pound will step down from 15 years of stunning senior volunteer leadership at the end of this month, and I want to take this opportunity on behalf of the entire McGill community to express our most sincere thanks to you, Chancellor Pound, for your unparalleled service to your alma mater. Graduating class, today is a very special day for you and a proud and happy day for McGill, an occasion to celebrate you, the class of 2009, and with you, your families and friends, a chance to share in your happiness. For all of you who are graduating here today, you have worked very hard without question, but as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family members of McGill students. So graduating class, I ask that you join with me now in expressing our appreciation to your family members for the support that they've given you throughout your studies at McGill. Many of you will be thinking today about where your life will take you next and about the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où des membres d'une même famille, des amis et des collègues, peuvent aussi bien vivre dans des pays lointains que dans la même ville, où il est fort probable que votre réussite émane de partenariats avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement de vôtre. The world that you go out into as new graduates has been marked by an extraordinary year at the global level, one that has animated our commitment to grappling with the challenges that we now all face worldwide. We are called upon to realize quickly a more sustainable relationship with our physical environment and to do so while simultaneously dealing with vast uncertainty in the economy and in other domains of civil society. And while redesigning the way we interact with financial and social systems, we also work to lessen the gap between those who have and those who do not. These are challenges indeed, but I'm confident that you will face these challenges successfully. At McGill, you have learned to collaborate, not isolate, to innovate and contribute individually as well as through the collective, and to reflect on who you are and where you can best make a difference in your lives. As we face the challenges of our world, we're all dependent on knowledge, on intelligent and continuously assessed values and practices, and most significantly, on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals, and citizens, people just like you. As Developing Leaders Class of 2009, you are building strong technological and scientific literacy, multilingual fluency, and an understanding of some of the great cultures of the world. You are cultivating an open mind, strong values, and perhaps most importantly, a big appetite for complexity. Graduating class, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness as well as the complex challenges that characterize the world into which you are stepping today as McGill alums. At McGill, you will have made lasting friendships, sought knowledge and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You have experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, particularly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, and where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms. And we know that along with our great freedoms and good fortune come special responsibilities to recognize that the privileges we enjoy of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and prosperous civil society position us to meet social, environmental, and financial challenges that will affect others much more seriously. And so it is fitting that we celebrate this day of transition as you move into the next phase of your lives. And in celebrating you, the class of 2009, we also today celebrate the Faculty of Science. The study of science has a distinguished history at McGill, from the early courses in biological and physical sciences to the creation of the Faculty of Science in the 1970s. Under the leadership of our creative and energetic Dean of Science, Martin Grant, the Faculty of Science is creating new opportunities for undergraduate students to participate in research activities. And we have seen a range of exciting new outreach activities to expose people of all ages, both at McGill and in the broader community, to the great joys of science. Class of 2009, we are very proud of you and proud that you are joining the more than 200,000 distinguished people around the world who make up McGill's Living Alumni, a roster that includes our chancellor, our chairman, and in a few moments, our special honoree, Dr. Francis Allen. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice derived from an ancient scholar: take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give something back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. But for now, today, it's your special day. Celebrate, savor these moments. Thank you.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Dean Martin Grant will present the winner of the Leo Yaffe Award for Excellence in Teaching, Professor Christopher Barrett, to the Principal and Vice Chancellor.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the Leo Yaffe Award for Excellence in Teaching honors professors who have made an outstanding and long-lasting impact on undergraduate education in the Faculty of Science. Christopher Barrett is such a professor. Professor Barrett was appointed an assistant professor in the Department of Chemistry in 2000 after completing a PhD at Queen's University and a postdoctoral fellowship at MIT. He soon demonstrated that he was going to be a gifted teacher with an evaluation of 4.5 on 5 in his course Chemistry 204, Physical Chemistry for Biologists, and followed it up the next year with a spectacular 4.7 on 5. It should be noted that this is a required course which historically the students have found extremely difficult and would have avoided if at all possible. As one student noted, perhaps in the room, normally I cannot stand physical chemistry, but within a couple of classes I became enthralled. It became everyone's favorite class. The reason for this about-face is not difficult to find if you speak to Chris Barrett. He captivates the students with his enthusiasm and hasn't spellbound with practical demonstrations of the applications of physical chemistry to everyday life. Trying to understand the complex chemistry behind the burning of fossil fuels and the production of acid rain can be tricky stuff, but when demonstrated by the lighting of a match over a beaker consisting of a cloud and an ocean, and seeing the ocean suddenly turn dark, the chemistry becomes easy to understand and unforgettable. Not only is Chris Barrett a remarkable teacher, he is also an outstanding scientist who has been honored for his achievements by being named as a Royal Society of Canada Leader of Tomorrow. He embodies that to which we aspire in the Faculty of Science, for our best researchers to be our best teachers, for our best teachers to be our best researchers. Madam Principal and Vice Chancellor, on behalf of the Faculty of Science, I am very proud to present Professor Christopher Barrett, the winner of the Leo Yaffe Teaching Award for 2009.
I now call on Professor John Sticks and Professor Keith Franklin, in turn, to present the new professors emeriti to the Chair of the Board of Governors, Robert Rabinovich, who will award them their new rank, the highest granted by the university.
Robert F. Martin. Mr. Chair of the Board, I present to you Professor Robert F. Martin, a member of the Department of Earth and Planetary Sciences. Professor Martin is an internationally renowned mineralogist and a top researcher in his field. He is a world expert on granite pegmatites and feldspar minerals. Since 1982, Professor Martin has been editor-in-chief of the Canadian Mineralogist. Professor Martin's 27-year tenure has been an exceptional contribution to the entire earth science community in Canada. In that time, he has raised the stature of the Canadian mineralogist into the top ranks of international mineralogy journals. His detailed and thorough scientific editing has mentored many young scientists in how to clearly and concisely convey their most significant scientific results to other scientists. In recent years, his distinguished service and extraordinary contributions to the earth science communities within Canada and abroad have been recognized by several societies with the awarding of numerous medals. The new mineral species martinite, named after and in honor of Professor Martin, is a complex chloroborosilicate of calcium and was approved by the International Mineralogical Association in 2002. Based on his remarkable achievements, it is a great honor and pleasure to propose Professor Robert F. Martin for the status of Emeritus Professor. Mr. Chair of the Board, I present to you Professor Robert F. Martin.
James O. Ramsey. Mr. Chair of the Board, I present to you Professor James O. Ramsey, a member and former chair of the Department of Psychology. Dr. Ramsey has distinguished himself as an outstanding teacher, researcher, and innovator in his field of statistical mathematics. He is a gold medalist of the Statistical Society of Canada for his pioneering work in the development of the techniques that are now known as multidimensional scaling and functional data analysis. More than 30 years ago, he wrote a computer program for multidimensional scaling, which is still widely used today. He also played an important role in the development of computer facilities at McGill and served the university and his discipline in many important offices. In recognition of his contributions to teaching, to research, and to the university, the Board of Governors, on recommendation of the Senate, has promoted Professor James O. Ramsey to the university's highest academic rank. Mr. Chair of the Board, I present Emeritus Professor James Ramsey.
I now invite Dean Martin Grant of the Faculty of Science to present Frances Allen, that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you Dr. Frances Allen, a woman whose contributions to computer science have enabled scientists in many fields to use computers as an important part of the scientific process. Scientists need compilers to translate their sophisticated programs, their ideas, into machine language that computers can understand. Frances Allen's pioneering work at IBM helped create compilers that were capable of processing high-level languages like Fortran. When this work began, high-performance computers were rare beasts seen only in specialized labs. Now, even your laptop or desktop at home is a high-performance computer using techniques developed by Frances Allen and her team at IBM. She became the first woman to be honored as an IBM Fellow and was the first woman to win the prestigious A.M. Turing Award, the Association for Computing Machinery's most prestigious technical award for contributions of lasting and major technical importance in the computer field. She is also a member of the National Academy of Engineering, the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and the American Philosophical Society. From computer scientists to medical researchers, from astrophysicists to high school students using laptop computers for homework, we all need the technology that Frances Allen helped create. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Dr. Frances Allen, that you may confer upon her the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now my honor and great pleasure to invite Dr. Allen to deliver the convocation address.
I thank Chancellor Richard Pound, Principal Heather Monroe Bloom, and the Board of Governors Chair Robert Rabinovich, and the faculty of this great university for inviting me here today and honoring me with a degree I didn't earn, but deeply, deeply appreciate. My special congratulations to all the graduates. You've earned your degree. And to the faculty, parents, family, and friends who have contributed so much to this happy event. Graduates, scientists, mathematicians all, As you savor this day, take time to understand the path you took to get here, the choices you made, the dead ends, the new paths you created for others to follow, the crux moves you made to reach the personal peak you stand on today. As scientist, the paths you traverse, the choices you make, will lead to many peaks and valleys, successes and failures. Learn from both. Doing science is to explore the unknown. Failing is part of doing science. The founder of IBM once said, the fastest way to succeed is to double your failure rate. Try it. You have to. I had the good fortune to enter the field of computer science about 10 years before it existed, and over the next 50 years to contribute to numerous successes and to some spectacular failures. One success, an early success, was a language and system for code breaking during the Cold War. And a serious failure on that same system was a weather prediction system that took 18 hours to do a 24-hour weather report. That was a big failure. They redid the whole system. Computer science has had a profound impact on science and society, as well as many aspects of our lives. How we communicate, how we look up information, how we solve problems. We can now track tornadoes in real time and issue early warnings. It was one of the very hard problems for many years. Maybe today, grandparents in India and China and elsewhere throughout the world are looking at, watching this event as it unfolds. That's due largely to computer science. We can transfer billions of dollars across oceans without losing a penny, as long as we send it to the right place and the right people. And we can have, and this is relatively new news, bilingual phone conversations between two people who don't share a common language. That's a real-time conversation. If I could speak French, I would hope I could have such a system here today, but I don't. And in the last 50 or so years, the disparate fields of computing, communications, and information technology have coalesced into a capability that astounds me, who has been part of the field for 50 years. Isaac Asimov, the futurist, made a prediction some 20 years ago, when asked how computers would affect society. He said, people will become much more creative and spend much more time on creative activities. And he reminded us that in the Dark Ages, people were considered very creative if they could read and write. We've come a long ways, and we're on a very major journey now. We see creativity everywhere. Children making movies and sharing poems and stories with friends around the globe. Scientists collaborating with colleagues around the world to solve problems which were nearly impossible a very few years ago. My favorite example of such a collaboration involves magnetic storms in the Arctic, one of my favorite places, by the way. These magnetic storms flare up without warning, creating the beautiful northern lights Canadians enjoy and scientists want to understand. When remotely controlled devices located in the Arctic spot such a storm, research specialists are automatically alerted immediately. They join an online conference to make group decisions about what they are seeing, what new data they would like to gather, and how to manage the instruments. The students are alerted also and can watch and participate, but can't participate in the decision making. I saw a prototype of this in the early 1990s and realized I was looking at the way science would be done in the future. And that is happening now. Also, this kind of collaborative, distributed work and knowledge is being used in many fields. Emergency medical problems are being solved by the experts in medicine, wherever they are, and treatments being developed and surgeries done. In a short talk last night, Dean Grant said, "We are entering a new golden age of science." He is absolutely right. And I'm very proud to think that computing has helped make that happen. So, dear graduates, the legacy I leave to you is a set of computing tools that still needs a lot of work, but most of all, they are for you to add to and to use to explore the edges of your field. Good luck, best wishes, and may your legacy be great science, useful knowledge, and a better society for all. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Allen. What a great opportunity for our students to hear directly from someone who is a legend in her own time, especially in a field which she helped to invent. It's certainly a great honor for us at McGill to include Dr. Allen within the greater McGill family, and we're looking forward to a long association with her. As she points out where the boundaries are moving, you, the future scientists, will have to push to find the new frontiers. And also, as she says, there is a new golden age of science of which you will be part. Part of that future will involve finding world solutions to world problems. So thank you again, and we are delighted to have you amongst us. We'll now proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees, and I call upon our provost, Dr. Anthony Mazzi, to commence the formal proceedings.
Mr. Chancellor, this afternoon I am pleased to invite the students at all levels graduating from programs in the Faculty of Science and students graduating with an undergraduate degree of Bachelor of Arts in Science for the conferral of their McGill University degrees. For those of you in the audience, I recommend the words of Yogi Berra, a famous baseball player: "You can observe a lot just by watching." Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chairman of the Board of Governors. McGill University traditions dictate that students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard hat, and they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of their degree. Students who have already earned a degree keep on their mortarboard and are congratulated with a handshake. A parchment is given to each student as he or she leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université McGill, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by the University Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the McGill University list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We will begin with students receiving a Bachelor of Arts in Science, followed by graduate students, and then by undergraduate students getting a BSc. I now invite Professor Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates and Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to distribute the diplomas for the BA and SC and for the BSc students, followed by Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, Professor Linda Travis, who will issue the graduate diplomas. Congratulations to the class of 2009. Thank you.
Madam Principal, for the degree of Bachelor of Arts in English, Matthew Augustine Hocko. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, Samuel Kyle Mirsky. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Science, Michael Julian Armson, with distinction. Vanessa Christine L. Barrett. Shafia Saqib Beg. Joanne Amy Verbrayer, great distinction. Nikki Bozanoff, great distinction. Megan Louise Yvonne Brown, great distinction. Allison Michelle Bruni, great distinction. Talia Regina Burwash Brennan, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Colin Keynes, First Class Honors in Economics. Nadine Cowder Chalmers, great distinction. Hanchu Chen, First Class Honors in Environment. Hello. Sasha K. Craig Gore, with distinction. Alexander Zachary Day, distinction. Veronica Jill DeYoung, great distinction. Joanna Christine Drake, great distinction. Sarah Rose El-Hajwi. Lucy Elizabeth Erickson, great distinction. Yun Gao, great distinction. Ashwin Garg, honors in economics. Heidi Lauren Gold, distinction. Kamara Mesha Gupta. Haley Gurr, great distinction. Camille Viala-Hauscher. Stéphane Albert Ertubiz, great distinction. Patrick Andrew Genicavicius. Laura Danielle Johns, great distinction. Manny Kakar. Olufemi Kasim, honors in economics. Fatima Kodari. Sophia Lamtuni Kossel, great distinction, Dean's honor list. Manto Milton Lam. Ariel Michael Fag Lefkowitz, great distinction, Dean's honor list. Daniel John Legg, distinction. Fei Lee, great distinction, Dean's honor list. Han Han Lee, great distinction. Roman Florian Lunas, great distinction, Dean's honor list. Julia Mayeux, great distinction, the German Embassy Prize. Ariel Edith Mendel, with great distinction. John Alexander Menzies, honors in economics. Erica Merman, great distinction. Ariel Pushpan Miles, great distinction. Benjamin Tescalis Miltner, great distinction. Jonathan Paul Maurier, with distinction. Lisa Audi, with distinction. Min A. Park, great distinction. Sonia Pavich, first class honors in political science, first class honors in psychology. Elizabeth Ann Pentala. Daniel Evan Pincus, great distinction, Dean's honor list. Caitlin Bridget Prendergast, with great distinction. Tamina Kurbani. Jocelyn Ann Reynolds. Jessica Ann Robin, great distinction, Dean's honor list. Elisa Solasiak, with distinction. Victoria Elizabeth Sauflan. Hyunjung Song, with distinction. Debbie Sue, with distinction. Eric Lee Stilling, great distinction. Jeremy Oliver Strasser, first class honors in mathematics, first class honors in philosophy, and Dean's Honor List. Brendan Joseph Sullivan. Yichen Vanessa Sung, with great distinction. Perrin Vittorio Valli, with distinction. Emily Wong, with distinction. Julia Zoe Webster, distinction. Sarah Adele Wellen, with distinction. Brenna Janice White. Shan Wilson. Samantha Valerie Young, with great distinction. For degrees in the Faculty of Science, the Doctor of Philosophy, Mohammed Alakras. Faisal Aldaya, the Carl A. Winkler Award, the Governor General's Gold Medal, and the McGill Alumni Association Graduate Award. Magdalena Bazalova. Marie-José Belmar. Sarah Ann Burke. Christopher Roger Corbet. Emily Dawn Cranston. Corey Raymond Dean. Yannick Delbecq. Abdoulaye Banire Diallo. Annie Doris. Francis William Lawrence Esmond White. Douglas Allen Hoover. Claudiana Janney. Nicoletta Juretic. Dolly N. Katawala. Victor Lazerson. Michael James McAlduff. Nicola Ann McEnroe. Kimberly Lorraine Matera. Jocelyn Moore. That's it. Patrick Narbonne. René Viet Nguyen. David Cameron Paul. Sabrina Esther Sarzalejo Silva. Peter Savadyev. Alireza Siamaki. Siamaki. That's only one of four errors I will make. David Soriano del Amo. Carla Jahan Spina. Julie Thériault. Luis Valcarcel. Kwanyong Wang. For the degree of Master of Science, Sandra Ann Binning. Alec Jeffrey Blair. Eric Ryan Bonfield. Brendan Cordy. Hagop Jagelian. Sarah Elizabeth Dick. Jordan William Frank, Dean's Honor List. Thana Youssef Gunaim. Evan Haldane. Selma Hamdani. James Richard Kennedy. Ibrahima Kaya. Muriel Sora Kim. Jo Lee. Ken Jason Lee San Chung. Stephen Gerald May. Stephen Anthony Michoni. Alexandra Magdalena Mloshevsky. Vance Ryan Morrison. Lydia Kotalcina Novatska. Jacqueline Alexandra Patterson. Michael Vincent Patterson. James Ryan Rekreima. Dominique Roche. Schneider. Adam David Schneider. Andrew James Stewart. Rui Tejada. Neetam Kane. Rafael Vezina Odette. Jonathan Vincent Héroux. Xuan Wang. Adam Winkles. Hiba Yamani. Isaac Samwai Yuen. Dehua Zhang. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Applied Mathematics, Tigran Atoyan, First Class Honors in Applied Mathematics and Dean's Honor List. Rosalie Bélanger-Rioux, First Class Honors in Applied Mathematics, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Atmospheric Science, Jean-Philippe Bégin, great distinction. Annabelle Fillon, with distinction. Catherine Rebecca Wright Shortreed. Alisa Lois Steves, distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, Kim Beauregard, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Nicole Victoria Bernstein. Philip Campbell, First Class Honors in Chemistry, the R.F. Robertson Prize in Chemistry, the Society of Chemical Industry Merit Award, Dean's Honor List. Now you may go. Just wait a minute. Andrea LaCara Calmer. Julia Del Rey, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Madison Bessie Dennis, great distinction, the Clifford B. Purvis Prize and Dean's Honor List. Jessica Dakota Douglas, First Class Honors in Chemistry, the G. Stafford Whitby Prize in Polymer Chemistry. Adina Esther Feinberg, great distinction, the Clifford B. Purvis Prize, Dean's Honor List. Xiaoying Fu, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Megan Lee Hansen, Honors in Chemistry. Jason C. Harris, Honors in Chemistry. Andrea Hill, Honors in Chemistry. Helen Isabel Huang Hobbs, Honors in Chemistry. Timothy Johnstone, the Anachemia Prize in Chemistry, the Ann Molson Prize in Chemistry, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Chemistry, Dean's Honor List. Samantha Lily Kumar, with distinction. Tina Lam, Honors in Chemistry. Somehow. Zhaohong Yao, first class honors in chemistry. Kathleen Grace Lorenzo. Josue George Lucate, honors in chemistry. Jessica Lynn McDonald. Artie Mystery, with great distinction. Timothy Patrick Morris. Jesse Myers, great distinction. Clarissa Vietes Nogueira. Number two. Sonyoung Oh. Joël Denis Poisson, honors in chemistry. Camille Christiane Reyes, with distinction. Stephen John Reese, first class honors in chemistry. Jean-Michel Rodrigue. Carl Peter Romeo, honors in chemistry. Samantha Stratton, first class honors in chemistry. Stephanie Mengyan Teo, first class honors in chemistry, the R.F. Robertson Prize in chemistry, and Dean's Honor List. Josh Judson Wright. Christy Carman Yu. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Computer Science, Andres Arturo Franceschi, great distinction. Andrew Dathan Frankel. Sevan Hansian, first class honors in Computer Science. Gina J. Jiang. Dorna Kashef Hagigi, first class honors in computer science and Dean's Honor List. David Kokrakov, first class honors in computer science. Gen Kazama. Jonathan Michael Pulano, honors in computer science. John Lincoln White, great distinction. Nader Zaid. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth and Planetary Sciences, Megan Sarah Jansen, with distinction. Laura Aimee Tia Maharaj, with distinction. Run it in French? Jonathan Alexis Menivier. Carlo Jesse Miozzi, with great distinction. Carl Julius Raymond Nagy, great distinction, the Logan Gold Medal. Alice Catherine Paquette. Samantha Lee Schur. Marlene Vigneur. Samuel Waterhouse. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth Sciences, Kirill Mugerman, the David Harrigan Memorial Prize, First Class Honors in Earth Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth System Science, Sarah Knox, with great distinction, the Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List and Dean's Honor List. Julia Claire Lenhart, with distinction. Samuel Kale Lindauer, great distinction. Jessica Vandenberg, with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in the Environment, Kimberly Francis Faldetta, great distinction. Kim Gauthier Scampalt, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Asma Amina Hamdane, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Farah Fadel Hagazi, with distinction. Julia Khan. Anne Lalancette, great distinction. Erica Talkstein Lamb, Honors in Environment. Emily Ray Litvak, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Claudia Jean Malikian, with distinction. Charles David Mathieu Poulin, First Class Honors in Environment. Charlotte Sophia Shinton Mitchell. Maud Willett, with distinction. Catherine Rivard, with distinction. Cheryl Ann Rogers. Laurence Roy Gregoire, with distinction. Irina Rosen, Honors in Environment. Maryse Veillette, with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Geography, Michael Angelopoulos, Honors in Geography. Nicholas Patrick Arkell. Elizabeth Ann Hoos, with great distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics, Vanessa Lelis-Breton. Johan Philip, the Anna and Robert Skomorowski Prize in Science, First Class Honors in Mathematics, and Dean's Honor List. Zain Hassan. Hertz. Daniel Adam Hertz. Vincent La Rochelle, First Class Honors in Mathematics, the Governor General's Silver Medal, the Moyes Traveling Scholarship, and Dean's Honor List. Shangzhou Qi. Maxim Radziwill, First Class Honors in Mathematics. Philippe J. Sosoe, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors in Mathematics, Dean's Honor List. Suhail Farrell Tandon, Great Distinction. Andre Vasily Vadan. Arend Lagerway Vorman, Great Distinction, Dean's Honor List. Youngmin Yi. Nan Yang. Balthazar Andrews Yomek, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Computer Science, Catherine Edwards, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Computer Science. Julia Evans, the Edward Rosenthal Memorial Prize in Mathematics, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Computer Science, Dean's Honor List. Farah Gates Farries. Yang Li, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Computer Science, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Physics, Gilad Ben Shah, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics, Dean's Honor List. John David Collette, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics, the P.R. Wallace Prize in Physics, Dean's Honor List. Hugo Drouin-Vaillancourt, Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Okay. Jan Benedict Florianczyk, Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Si Yu Guo, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Guillaume Laporte, Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Arnaud Lepage-Joutier, the Anne Molson Gold Medal, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics, the Horace Watson Medal and Prize, Dean's Honor List. Laurence Perrault-Levasseur, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Alexandra Cheng, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics for teachers, Joanne Patricia Wong, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics, Vincent Campbell Allaire, Great Distinction. That's 3 out of 4. Sébastien Côté, First Class Honors in Physics. Christopher James D'Amboise. Timon Joseph Olivier Dahan, first class honors in physics, Dean's honor list. Caitlin Victoria Ellis. Joseph Turner Graham. Dominique Guillette, first class honors in physics. Julian Huang. Gregory Keating. Eric Kramer, first class honors in physics, Dean's honor list. Guillaume Lord, first class honors in physics. Ellis Mitru. Mark Morkos. Orad Resha, first class honors in physics. Nicholas Anthony Tachik, great distinction. Charles Tremblay Darvaux, first class honors in physics, the Robert E. Bell Prize in Physics, and Dean's honor list. Monica Lisa Turner, first class honors in physics. Jonathan Tyler, with distinction. Manuel Luis Veloso. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics and Computer Science, Emmanuel Pius Fenouf, honors in Physics and Computer Science. Alan Jacob Schoen. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Probability and Statistics, Nicola Andrik. For first class honors in probability and statistics and Dean's honor list. Guillaume Butler Lapalpe, first class honors in probability and statistics. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Psychology, Sana Ahmad. Julie Elizabeth Barbour, with distinction. Mary Jane Bleh, first class honors in psychology, the Jack Bloomer Prize in Science, and Dean's honor list. André-Anne Bouvet-Turcotte, first class honors in psychology, Dean's honor list. David Alexander Canella, with distinction. Ting Tin Choi. Daniel Anthony Mark Edwards, with great distinction. Kristen Fasciano, with distinction. Matab Firuz. Michael Fishman, first class honors in psychology, Dean's honor list. Eveline Forget. Andrea Gavora, with distinction. Gina Naresh Gokaldas. Allison Catherine Graham. Claire Hahn, honors in psychology. Abhishek Jaywant, with great distinction. Lauren Ann Colin. Jeremy Joseph Korn, with distinction. Michelle Kromas. Carolyn Emily Lawrence. Rachel Erin Laxer. Denise Ma, first class honors in psychology. Andrew Alexander McMillan. Casey Simone Montgomery. Adriana Dallas Negro. Louise Hannah O'Shea. Mandy Effie Okraku. Daria Panamartchuk, great distinction. Cynthia Ramos, great distinction. Emily Collins Ross, great distinction. Kimberly Sancton, great distinction and Dean's Honor List. Pamela Scher, great distinction. Karina Sverdensky. Aaron Alexander Sharp, first class honors in psychology, Dean's Honor List. Michael Brian Tao, first class honors in psychology. Megan Lee Weinstein, with distinction. Claire Louise Sophia Young. Sana Yusuf. Rachel Renee Zimmerman, with great distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Software Engineering, Ji Yon Han.
Would the graduating students please rise? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree that has been conferred upon you today by this university, with all of the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibilities pertinent thereto. Congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, I now call on the Secretary General of the University, Joanne Pelche, to pronounce the benediction.
Thank you, Chancellor. Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all its graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. We come from and return to many lands. In humility and hope, may we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom, and may you be blessed all of your days. Thank you.
Through Thank you.